Thank you for stopping on my window. For the next 4 weeks, we are going to be giving you snippets of a new series that I will be putting out through podcast. And the series is called There's Power in the Name of Jesus. So the snippet for today is this, John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And with that, what is happening is it's not just the ability to be saved for everlasting life. That is marvelous and that is wonderful. Most definitely, yes. But there is so much more going on with this that I really want you to hear. And if I were going to snippet anything out of this series, this is one of them, so that you can hear this and understand and start to hear, if you don't know, who you are truly in this earth if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. So, he gave us power. Who gave us power? God the Father gave us power when Jesus Christ died for us on that cross, as John 3:16 says. And John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, that's you and me who received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to us, he gave us power to what? To become the sons of God, not just to be saved. That's wonderful. And if that's all that was on the table, I'd say glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I have eternal life and not eternal darkness. So even to them that what? That believe in his name. So there's three basic keys here. That was six. So there's three basic keys here. One, you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, as John 3:16 says. Two, as John 1:12 says, is you believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do those two steps, and then John 1:12 does become yours. Well, actually, it becomes yours when you receive Jesus as your Savior. But you also must grow the capacity that God has put in you. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, kapow! Not only are you a new man in Christ, but he opened up your capacity within you is the kingdom of God, eternal life, to grow. And why do we want to grow? Because we want to become, which we already are, but in the knowledge, as Ephesians, I'm not going to get into it because that'll be next week, but as Ephesians 3 talks about, what has happened now is God has given us the power. We are the sons of God. What does that mean? It means Shazam, like literally. You are the son of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is your brother and your Savior. We are yet still servants in the earth, but he is our family. This is what God has bestowed upon us when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, is that we become the sons of God. He did what? It says in John 3:12, John 1:12, it says, as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. That is his word, not mine. That's who we are. It's magnificent. Jesus is not only your Lord, but he is your brother. And we have inherited all and have all the power as a son of God. Jesus is the firstborn, first son, but we are all numbered along with it. Maybe I'm number 100 millionth and 27th son of God. Hey, I'll take it because we have all power. So stay tuned till next week. We'll go into snippet 2. on more of how to get a hold of that power. God bless. Thank you for joining.